What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled, I like to thank everybody who bought my baklava off of Amazon. Not only did people buy the baklava, they also left us 5-star reviews because we really have good, delicious baklava. So as you guys know by now, I now run a food truck called Egyptian Shawarma, where we specialize in Mediterranean food like baklava, shawarma, stuff like that, pita chips. I'm gonna be selling pita chips on Amazon soon. In fact, let me show them to you. So this here is my pita chips, guys. This is about 10 ounces of pita chips. I'm actually gonna use FBA fulfilled by Amazon, meaning that I'm gonna send this over to Amazon and let Amazon ship it out to you guys with Prime and what have you. So I wanted to see, guys, how my baklava comes. A fellow MGTOW did order my baklava. The baklava is handmade by me. Filio dough, walnuts, pistachio, real honey, and cinnamon, along with a little bit of brown sugar to give it a kick to it. You know, I don't skimp on ingredients. Believe it or not, Amazon actually makes more money off of this than I do. Amazon takes 15% commission. I'm selling this for like $34, so Amazon makes like $5 off of this. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. Well, you know, 34 minus 5, you're making about $29. Well, first of all, shipping costs $8, okay? Because as an Amazon seller, I have to offer, well, I don't have to, but I do. I offer free shipping. So shipping on a 2-pound package like this is $8. And then the boxes for it are $1, $1. So right off the bat, we're looking at about $10 to ship out this product to you guys. So that $19 is now, I'm sorry, that $29 is now $19. The ingredients, because I use real ingredients and I don't skimp on ingredients. Guys, this is about 1.5 pounds of baklava over here, okay, guys? 1.5 pounds of baklava, okay? For $34, that's probably one of the better deals you guys will ever get on baklava, okay? Obviously, I vacuum seal it. That way it stays fresh longer. It doesn't move all around. And the good thing about it is that by the time you guys get it in a couple of days, it would have definitely soaked up all the honey and all that good stuff. So we do premium baklavas here. Again, it's filio dough, walnuts, pistachios. A lot of companies who advertise pistachio, they sprinkle pistachio on top. I don't do that. I put pistachio in there with the walnuts, and you get one full cup of pistachio. In fact, I'm gonna show you, okay? You see, guys, this is one full cup right here, okay? You get one full cup of pistachio and then 3 cups of walnut. Now, pistachio is hella expensive, you know? So if I was to make this all pistachio and no walnuts, it would be like $70, you know? But yeah, you get 3 cups of walnuts, you get 1 cup of pistachio, which is probably more than anybody else does. It's made right here in America. You don't have to wait for it to come from Turkey. And again, we don't skimp on ingredients. So the products, believe it or not, cost me about $14-$15, okay? So for me to produce these 6 baklavas over here, guys, it cost me about $13-$14, okay? So that's what I'm telling you. Out of the $28 or $29 that come to me after Amazon takes their $5 commission, I'm only making $4 or $5 off of this, you know? This just goes to show you how much of a good deal you guys are getting. And when I was in Ukraine, they were selling one piece for like $3 in Ukraine. I was about ready to punch the guy because I'm like, dude, you're gonna give me this piece for $3? Now I know why this stuff is expensive, okay? because when you use real ingredients, the most expensive ingredients here, guys, are honey and pistachio. Those are the two most expensive ingredients. Walnuts are cheap, brown sugar is cheap, but I use the pistachio, I use the real honey, because that's how you make real good baklava. So as you guys can see, it comes in a vacuum sealed bag. It's vacuum sealed, it's not gonna go anywhere. It comes in a gift box. Then on top of the gift box, guys, I put this over here. I put a cushion on top of the gift box. That way, you know, it doesn't bounce. So that's another thing I do for you guys out there, is that I give you a, let me close this thing right. This is actually gonna be shipped out, by the way. So it's gonna be shipped out in about an hour. And yeah, if you guys, I do those in batches. So, and the good thing about baklava, guys, is that baklava can actually stay several days nice and fresh. As long as they are in a cool place, they stay fresh for several days. Add that to the fact that you can actually vacuum seal it. Guess what? That just makes it last longer. So baklava, real, like this baklava, guys, the way I make and pack this baklava can actually stay fresh for 30 days, and they can actually last even a little bit, a lot longer too, you know, before they go bad. You know, honey doesn't go bad, walnuts, pistachio, they don't go bad for at least half a year. So realistically speaking, guys, this can actually be left in the fridge for several months before it goes bad, you know. So obviously, you know, it takes anywhere from 2 days to a week to ship them to you. If you're in Florida, you get them like next day, but obviously if you're out in Cali, you're gonna get them in a week, you know. But still, by the time you get them, even though it might take a week, again, it's vacuum sealed. So, oop, almost filled the camera. It's vacuum sealed, so it's still gonna be nice and fresh. And again, the longer it stays in there with all the honey soaking in, it's only gonna get to taste better. So, as you guys can see, very strong gift box, very, very strong. And this gift box actually goes inside this box. So, and obviously, guys, this is a very strong box too as well. Again, I don't skimp on prices and shit like that. So I'm gonna put this over here. All right. So as you guys can tell, this is gonna be shipped, God willing, in about half an hour. I mean, literally, guys, this went from the oven to the customer in less than an hour. And if any of you guys actually order baklava, tomorrow is Sunday, so the post office is closed. But if any of you guys order baklava, I make them in batches. So I actually have enough baklava where I can ship you a baklava same day, you know? And like I said, I ship out from Florida. So closer you are to Florida, the quicker you're gonna get them. If you're far from Florida, like in California, it's gonna take you about a week, okay? So this is nice and snug in here. Again, guys, this will be shipped out in less than half an hour. This is actually going to a customer, okay? Like I said, guys, you are getting about a pound and a half of baklava. In fact, let me get the scale out. Obviously, I'm gonna measure it, you know, not in the box. Let me get it out of the box and measure it, you know. Yeah, this box over here, you know, probably weighs a couple of ounces. So let's see how much it weighs. 24 ounces, guys. 24 ounces. So you are getting about a pound and a half of baklava, okay? You're getting about a pound. I wanted you guys to see this, okay? You are getting about a pound and a half of baklava, okay? 16 ounces is a pound. Half a pound is 8. So yeah, you are getting, like I said, you're getting about 24 ounces. This box is probably an ounce or so. Like I said in the Amazon listing, you're getting about a pound and a half of baklava, which again, you're not gonna find that with most people out there. So yeah, guys, like I said, take one last look at it, guys. This is what you guys gonna get if you order from me. Again, the vacuum seal is a game changer, guys. The vacuum seal is a game changer because with the vacuum seal, you know, it stays fresh a lot longer. It lets the gooey juices you know, soak in, and it also keeps the baklava from moving around. You know, you don't want baklava moving around, okay? Let me make this look nice and good for the customer, you know. Yeah, look at this, guys. Look at this. Yeah, good luck and go into like Costco or Sam's and trying to get this type of grade A baklava for this price, you know. So again, guys, I'm closing it up for you right here. You guys are gonna see it in person, you know. After I'm done with the video, I'm gonna go off to the post office, drop it out, drop it in their, give it to them, and hopefully the customer will have it in a few days. I use Amazon, so I ship from Amazon Seller Central. So I get my rates from Amazon, okay? So yeah, guys, this is it over here, man. Look at this, dudes. Look at this. This is what you guys gonna get from me. And like I said, guys, I make this in batches. And eventually, guys, when this gets popular and I have the high turnover, I'm just gonna make them in batches and send them over to Amazon to fulfill them for me, you know? So that's the name of the game. So anyway, guys, again, you're getting premium baklava. You're not gonna get this deal anywhere else because, again, guys, out of the $35 I'm making, I'm only making maybe $4 off of this. What you guys just saw here, after everything, I'm making $4, okay? Now, eventually, when I'm able to send it out to Amazon, eventually when I have big orders where I can negotiate better pricing on the ingredients, I might make more than $5, you know, I might make more than Amazon on my own damn products. But this just goes to show you guys, we don't sacrifice quality here. We really don't, you know. I'd rather have you pay an extra buck or two and get quality product then, you know, save a buck or two and get products. Anyway, guys, I gotta go to the post office before they close. They close early on Saturday. Anyway, guys, talk to you later. Peace.